Senior Vice President of Finance and Administration, as well as Advancement for Lansing Community College, is one of those people. I've known her for a few years now, and she's always someone who not only knows what's going on, but can break it down so people like me can understand. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Appreciate you being on the program. All right, from Lansing Community College's perspective, tell me about this land swap deal, which involves the old Oliver Towers. Apparently, the city of Lansing is thinking about swapping land with Davenport University, which owns some property in downtown Lansing, so that Davenport can put a new building across from Lansing Community College. And from what I understand, Lansing Community College is interested in being in the process because they would like to buy that land. It's right next to Lansing Community College. They could do some cool things with it and keep it in the perspective of being in their fiscal family, if you will. So tell us about the story from your perspective.
Well, Tony, I appreciate the opportunity. The Oliver Tower block is directly across the street from our campus, and we view it as a strategic parcel. You know, this is an urban campus, and so land assembly in an urban environment is difficult. So when a block like that becomes available, you absolutely want to try to acquire it if you plan to have future growth, which the college does. And so we've been talking with the city for over a year about this parcel, and we've been told all along that they were going to do a public RFP, request for proposals, to seek bids for this parcel, and that's the track we were proceeding down. So we were a bit surprised in August when we learned that the city changed its mind and decided to sole source it to Davenport.
Now, from what I understand, this is a little bit of sour grapes, perhaps, by LCC. They don't want the competition right across the street from them, and they just got involved with this process. But from what you're telling me, you've been having meetings and discussions for almost a year.
Well, we started our first meeting with the director of the Housing Commission September of 2010, where she asked if we were interested in the property. We said, ideally, we'd like the property with no building. Can you go to HUD and see if they have some demolition money? And that process can take a while. We also had those conversations with city officials responsible for economic development, Bob Johnson and others, in January, April, and June of this year. In fact, we were supposed to meet again this past September, but the city canceled the meeting and won't reschedule with us. So they have acknowledged that we have had an interest. They have acknowledged that they told us that there was going to be an RFP process, and they've also acknowledged that they changed their mind and decided to sole source because Davenport threatened to leave. Now, we think that there could be a win-win here. We think there are other parcels in the city that Davenport could expand to. We think it's great to have Davenport in downtown Lansing. We clearly are not afraid of the competition because right across the street from that parcel is our university center, and $11 million public dollars have been invested in that university center. We've got six other universities, and the reason we have that is so that members of our community can attend and get their bachelor's and master's degrees right here on LCC's campus without having to commute to U of M Flint or to Western Michigan University or to Ferris or Northwood. And so we are not afraid of the competition, but that is a cooperative arrangement. We offer the freshman and sophomore classes here at LCC. We have a great value, third lowest tuition in the state, among community colleges at $79 a credit hour. And those universities, the bachelor's and master's degrees they offer, do not compete with one another. So it's a completely cooperative arrangement. And if you drive by, you'll see that it's full of students every night. We've got 20,000 students on our campus, and we want to continue to serve them in a healthy way. And we think preserving and continuing to grow that public investment is important. And so we're interested in acquiring the parcel across the street, and we could see that we would have great opportunity for future development, like a business training facility or entrepreneurial training, something for student services. There are a host of opportunities for us to expand there on that parcel.
Well, there have been a couple of Lansing City Council members say that this is the first they've heard that of LCC's interest. Now, either they're not being very forthcoming or they're not aware of the meetings and the information that's out there. How do you see this from your perspective?
Well, you know, at this point, it wouldn't be I'm not surprised that an actual city council person wouldn't know that we were interested, because we were talking with the administration, you know, Jerry Ambrose, and a lot of conversation with Bob Johnson and Bob Trezise. And so those are the folks that we've been talking with. And as I started out saying, we talked with Pat Baines Lake. And so it's city administration officials that we've been talking to and who've shared with us that they were going to go the public RFP route. They just decided to change their mind, and we're saying we want to continue down the public RFP route, get the best deal for the city. This is, you know, for a city that's cash-strapped, we would hope they would be interested in entertaining options where someone's willing to pay cash for the property. And, you know, we're not a stranger to the city. We've been here for over 50 years. We've got a huge, you know, $63 million a year payroll. We've served as an anchor in this community. We serve 20,000 students every year, and we want to be partners with the city. We think it's important that we work together. In fact, you know, we trim some of the city's trees and keep their landscaping up. We want to have a good, productive relationship. We think there's a win-win that can come out of this process.
All right. Wonder if the mayor thinks, for whatever reason, he's best representing the city by making this deal and having Davenport come here, even if, from his perspective, the land where the Oliver Towers is more valuable than the land that Davenport wants to swap. If he sees it in the city's best interest, shouldn't he have the ability to do that?
I believe he should have the ability to make his case, but as a steward of the public's money, his job is to make sure that he presides over all taxpayer dollars in a way that's beneficial to his taxpayers. And so we're saying, open up the process, allow those who want to compete for the property to compete for the property, not to get a less valuable set of properties for a more valuable set of properties. And so open it up, let it be transparent, let's all see what the appraised values of these properties are, and entertain a cash offer for an institution that is an integral part of this community. We are the local community college. We share the same name as the city. We want growth here. We want good, solid economic development. We think we've been good anchors in downtown, and we want an opportunity. We really do view that parcel as important to our growth. We can't grow to the north, park across Saginaw. We can't grow to the east or the west because of a park in the river and a residential neighborhood. And so we have slowly moved south. This is a natural for us, and if we let this opportunity go, we won't get an opportunity for that parcel for another 30, 40, or 50 years, and we just don't think that's smart to let the opportunity go by.
All right, Lisa, before I let you go, from Lansing Community College's perspective, is it really beneficial to have Davenport or any other university in downtown Lansing?
You know, Davenport is here now. In downtown Lansing. Cooley is here in downtown Lansing. We, as a community college, have brought six other universities here in downtown Lansing. In fact, our president is the one who proposed the college district concept to the city. It was more about signage and creating a sense of place and all of that. So we believe there's value in this being an education hub. We just want to do it in a way that protects the public investment, the public's investment, and from Lansing Community College's perspective, allows us the opportunity for the growth that we have experienced over the last few years.
All right, where does LCC go from here, Lisa?
Well, we're still trying to communicate with the city. We're hoping that they will at least return our calls or meet with us again. We're trying to make sure that the council understands our interest, that Housing Commission members understand our interest, since, you know, working directly with city officials hasn't worked. We're going to talk with legislative bodies for them to understand there are other very viable options that you should at least consider and go through the public process to get the best deal for your taxpayers.
Wow, that's cold. The city is not returning the calls or emails, huh?
No.
Wow. Well, how's that make you feel?
Well, it's not about how it makes me feel. I don't think it's good business, but, you know, I can't tell the mayor how to run his administration.
All right. Lisa, as always, we appreciate your time. We're going to continue to investigate this story. Lisa Webb-Sharp is the Senior Vice President of Finance, Administration, and Advancement for Lansing Community College. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.